Our year-long series on climate change continues today with a look at issues facing one North African nation. Algeria is the second largest country in Africa, much of it Saharan Desert. Problems of drought and desertification are threatening the country's food supply, and experts fear that changing weather patterns could bring a recurrence of natural disasters like the flash floods that killed more than 700 people in 2001. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
After the French conquered Algeria in the 1830s, legions of colonial farmers greatly increased the country's arable land base, turning mosquito-infested swamps into productive farmland. At its peak, colonial Algeria provided for more than 90% of its own agricultural needs. Today, Algeria imports more than 60% of its grain, in large part, experts say, because of the socialist policies of Algeria's post-independence governments. But climate change is also contributing to a bleak outlook for Algeria's farmers.
As you know, Algeria is one of the African countries which is very vulnerable to the climate change and the global warming.
Kamal Jumari, Deputy Minister of Environment, is Algeria's point man on climate change. He says farmers are threatened by irregular water supplies and other problems related to global warming. He says salt levels are rising in the soil, and despite the country's huge landmass, the spreading desert is adding more pressure to the fertile lands in the north. A 1 degree rise in temperature, he says, could accelerate all these problems. Despite its current worries, Algeria is proud of the fact that it was one of the first African countries to recognize one piece of the changing environment, desertification. In a massive project in the 1970s, the Algerian military was converted into a tree-planting army, erecting what became known as the Green Wall in an effort to slow the spreading sands of the Sahara. Mukhtar Ferhat, a meteorologist with Algerian State Radio, says the Green Wall put Algeria on the climate change map long before many other African countries recognized the problem.
It was built in the 70s for almost 1,500 kilometers from the Moroccan border to the Tunisian border. So it was one of the biggest challenges. In fact, it was one of the biggest fields of the environment in the 70s.
But as with many early environmental efforts, mistakes were made. Deputy Environment Minister Jumari says planting thousands upon thousands of Aleppo pines did help, but their reliance upon a single species left the Green Wall vulnerable to disease.
The most important problem was the monoculture in this Green Wall. It was only one species used, and it was many disease on it. For now, there is many efforts and the national plan for reforestation. There is many other species of trees which are planted in the Green Wall.
Besides the threat to food and water supplies, people living in some Algiers neighborhoods are worried that changing weather patterns could bring more extreme weather events. In 2001, more than 700 residents of the poor Babo Wed neighborhood perished in a flash flood. Student Walid bin Karouche lives in one of the crumbling shacks built on impossibly steep slopes above Babo Wed, which means gate of the riverbed. He says when the floods came, nature returned Babo Wed to its origins, and all he could do was watch the water destroy everything in its path.
He took everything, the people, the cars, the trucks, people dying. We've seen a lot of people screaming, and they've been in the buses, and they're screaming, and even with that, we couldn't help them, and we've seen them going and dying.
Down below, on the main street at the bottom of the hill, 29-year-old Elias Nawasser says he lost his brother Salim that morning as a wall of water and mud more than 20 feet high roared through the neighborhood on its way to the sea. He says the water had nowhere to go, in part because the government had closed the colonial-era sewer system after Islamist militants used it to carry out attacks during clashes in the 1990s.
There is a sewage system left by the French. It's huge, and the terrorists, they go inside, so the government locked them, and the whole water being stopped.
Government officials say they've learned the lessons of 2001 and have built new infrastructure in Babo Wed and other neighborhoods that are vulnerable to flash floods. But the shantytowns are still lining the hills above Babo Wed with no more protection than they had then, and residents are wondering what other surprises North Africa's changing climate may have in store for them. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Algiers.